This is a really exciting event for children and families. Bill Harley, who is a Grammy-winning musician who specializes in children's music, will be here February 10th and 11th. On Friday, February 10th, he's going to be doing concerts for Marquette Area Public School students. And that evening, he has a concert at Forrest Roberts Theater that's open to families and children. And then all day Saturday, he will be at the Peter White Public Library meeting with people, giving a workshop for educators, and doing a small program for kids.
Just so mom and dad are aware, if they're not familiar with this particular individual here, who is he? What does he do? I understand it's storytelling, music. It's kind of a combination of things.
Yep. Bill is a musician. He's written some books. He talks about how it is to be a kid from kind of that quirky perspective, and just a lot of fun. And it appeals to kids of all ages.
That means you, Walt.
Yeah, I know. Well, that means you too.
I know.
You're saying a series of shows, which some are scheduled with the area schools. But what are the opportunities for folks to come and see him perform?
Well, probably the best is Friday, February 10th at 7 p.m. at Forrest Roberts Theater. We are selling tickets right now at the library, and they will be available at the door, but they'll be a little bit more expensive. Those tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children. And that will be a concert that will be a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, Bill will be doing a workshop for educators and parents, anyone who sees themselves as a teacher, at the library. That's at 10:30 a.m., and then Saturday the 11th in the afternoon at 3, children and parents can come and meet Bill, buy books or CDs, have him sign them, and he will meet with all of his fans.
This is not an uncommon thing nowadays with music and the whole, but you were just making that comment, Walt, about how, you know, Flat Broke's played there, for crying out loud.
Blues Society does regular things there with live music, just did one this past week. I know my couple of bands have played there a couple of times. There's all kinds of presentations and celebrations and whatnot. And you don't think of the library as a live music venue, but you've really done that at Peter White, where you've opened up with the community room and other performance spaces that it really has probably become one of the more popular things going on.
Oh, people love music. And having somebody of the status of Bill Harley, who's internationally known, is great. And one of the reasons we're able to do this is because we do have partners. Tourville Apartments, City Insurance, the Beaumaire Heritage Center, the Marquette Area Public Schools, the Friends of the Peter White Public Library have all gone together to bring this entertainment to the community. And he'll be here for 2 full days, and anybody who wants to see him will have the opportunity.
And this is kind of the new thinking, I would think, with the library right now. It's no longer just books and a kid's room and stuff like that. I mean, there's activities, and also, I mean, we're constantly barraged on our community calendar with things that are going on. And really what it is, from the sounds of it, is just this, you're trying to do as much as you can to openly invite people in to find out all that's going on.
Well, the library has always seen itself as providing an educational component to the community and a cultural component, but we also are great for recreation and for entertainment. And we've had a strong history with music because Helen Longyear Paul left a trust to us, and we can provide music with that, anything related to music. We haven't had somebody of Bill's stature here for a while, just because investment income has been down. But it's exciting, and it's nice to be able to enrich people's lives. And we also think it's important to provide entertainment for families who might be on a limited budget.
Well, you also offer opportunities, he said. Hello. But like my daughter's group has played the library. I know a lot of her friends that are in bands and with groups have played the library. It offers up that venue that maybe the younger artists and musicians might not get otherwise. And that's something I know that's gone over very, very big for you.
Oh, it has. We've been kind of an incubator for some of the bands in the area. And it's very exciting. The kids love to play to live audiences. And they love to get the feedback from the audiences and from each other. When we have those band shows, I think the kids playing really learn an awful lot about what it means to be a musician and how it is to play in a live venue.
So getting back now to Bill Harley, what is the schedule and how can folks get a chance to see him and tickets and all of that good information?
Friday, February 10th, there will be a family concert at Forrest Roberts Theater, and there are tickets available for that. They're $10 for an adult or $5 for a student. If people aren't able to attend that performance on Saturday the 11th, Bill will be at the library at 3 p.m. and we'll do a small mini concert, talk a little bit about his books, meet his fans. That morning, Saturday the 11th, there's also a Teaching Power of Stories workshop with Bill for anyone who considers themselves an educator. It can be someone who's a teacher, a professor, even a parent or a family member, someone that works with children and families. So there are lots of opportunities to meet and see Bill. Another thing, in cooperation with the Marquette Area Public Schools, school children in grades K through 4 will actually get to attend a concert at Kauffman Auditorium with Bill. The schools are taking care of getting the kids there and busing. So we're hoping that his music touches everyone in our community.
Well, it's storytelling, it's comedy, it's music. It kind of runs the whole gamut, the performance, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. We've had so many people say to us, boy, I didn't think he'd ever come to Marquette. Mm-hmm. So the people who are familiar with him just love him.
Well, tickets can be picked up at the library, and I guess call the library for more information, too.
Yep, there is information on our website, and we also have posters around town. And certainly, if you need to know something specific, you can give us a call.
Can you give us the number on the website before we cut you loose?
Yes, it's www.pwpl.info, I-N-F-O.
And the phone number at the library is?
228-9510.